Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard podcast. This week, as well as hearing from the wonderful Claire about everything that's happening in Redditch on the entertainment front this week, we've also got another Claire, Claire Davis, who's the leader of the Green Party here in Redditch. Claire, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Hello, Ross.
And now, tell me, everything's gone green, hasn't it? I mean, Greens have done very well in the European elections. You did particularly well yourself in the local elections, or you didn't quite squeeze in, did you?
No.
But you did pretty well, didn't you? And obviously, we've got the Youth Strike for Climate movement. We've had the youngsters marching up and down outside Church Green East, outside our offices, protesting at the lack of action on climate change. Mm-hmm. And tell me what's happening on the green front for you here in Redditch.
Well, yeah, the local elections, to start with, they've really consolidated a lot of people. You know, people who have kind of gone, you know, who've not supported the Green Party in the past have come out and, you know, started supporting us strongly. You know, our membership has grown. We came a strong second in Crafts Cross, which has never, ever happened in the history of Redditch politics. So that was fantastic and a really good foundation for us to work on. And then we've had the European elections, and the West Midlands has got their first Green MEP in Ellie Chowns, who, you know, is already in in Europe working hard.
Yeah, but what difference can the Greens make? I mean, what difference can the ordinary person in Redditch do about climate change?
I mean, yeah, we can all make an individual difference. You know, we all have to look hard at our own lives. And, you know, for some people, it might be choosing to move about in a different way. You know, whether it's walking somewhere, whether it's getting the bike out from the shed and dusting it down and, you know, getting out on that. Learning the bus routes and starting to use the buses, or it could be, you know, when you're going out doing your shopping, taking some bags. You know, everything, as little as it might seem, it will make a difference. But we also need to start putting on an awful lot of pressure onto those who make the decisions, because it's not just individual change that's going to make a difference, it's systemic change. So we need the decision makers to be making the really hard decisions, because, you know, the system as it is, that, you know, everything is set up without climate change in mind. You know, decisions are made on how profitable they're going to be, how many jobs they bring to the area. But we need to be looking at things like, what kind of jobs are they going to be bringing to the area? They're going to be bringing green jobs to the area. You know, is the destruction of our environment to create, I don't know, a warehouse or something like that?
We're talking about Eastern Gateway here, aren't we?
you know, is that really the best decision for not only Redditch, but for, yeah, we've got to start thinking beyond the reaches of Redditch.
And I suppose the thing is, there are jobs in the green economy, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we need to be... you know, every decision that is made has to start with climate change and the climate, you know, how we're going to address the crisis that everybody is facing. That has got to be a central core, you know, a core part of any decision that's made, whether it's from housing, planning, transport, everything, you know. And that, and it's things like that that, you know, as a Green Party, that's what we would be pushing, you know, to get people to think in a different way, to, you know, to step up and, you know, make those hard decisions, because, you know, stepping outside of what's normal is hard, but it's absolutely necessary right now.
Well, according to the UN, we've got something like 11 years to save the world. I mean, how serious is that?
11 years might seem a long time for some, but when you are looking at, you know, yeah, turning everything around, you know, that's a very short space of time. You know, when the report came out, it's 12 years. We're now looking at 11 years. You know, time's already ticking by, and we really haven't seen that many changes. You know, the government have said, oh, yes, we will declare a climate emergency. What have we seen? You know, Michael Gove said, oh, yeah, we're going to have a plastic returns scheme. You know, you can take your bottles back and you get a little bit of money. Not seen any of that yet. You know...
We should explain, by the way, that the UN report said it was to... We've got something like 11 years, well, 12 years when it first came out, to prevent radical weather.
Yeah, the track that we're on right now is if we carry on as we are, if business as usual, then we will be seeing by the middle of the century a 3-degree rise from pre-industrial levels, okay? At the moment, I think we're on about between 0.5 and 1 degree from pre-industrial levels. But, you know, what, that's until 2050, that's not very long. And we're seeing a massive rise, you know, if we don't change our ways. The thing is with the climate, it's, you might make a change, but it's going to carry on as it is. It takes a long time for that change to take effect. So we really, really do need to be making those changes right now. We can't wait till 2050 to be saying, oh, well, actually, yeah, we've reached carbon neutrality now. You know, that's
I take that point. But, you know, if you look at the rest of the world, say, I mean, the Chinese are polluting like crazy. The Germans, they're the worst in Europe, aren't they? They're terrible. I mean, why aren't they doing the same?
They may well, you know... In the UK, we were integral in starting the Industrial Revolution. I think it's a moral imperative that we help to lead the way in changing things, you know.
And I guess the other thing is that the technologies that we're using to help the Green Revolution, we can sell those, can't we?
Absolutely, can sell them to China. And the thing is, each country will have their own the easier ways of doing things. Like Finland, I think it was only yesterday, have set a really ambitious target of reaching carbon neutrality, I think, by 2030. But they have got massive forests. And by protecting those forests... And growing those forests, that acts as a carbon sink. They'll be capturing all that carbon. So for them, you know, that is an easy way forward. For other countries, it's going to be far more difficult. You know, you've got countries like India who are having 50-degree heat waves. And so the things that they can do are going to be limited, you know, far more limited. So it's
for the rich. Solar energy, really, then, aren't they? Isn't it? India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
but then you also need
that
the,
can,
you know,
that they can compensate.
Yeah. But then there's also, you know, okay, India might not be a good example because it's got it's got quite a strong economy. But there are going to be other countries in there, Bangladesh, for example. You know, a far poorer country. How are they going to be meeting their targets? When they've got massive flood risks and...
Well, that's right. I mean, Bangladesh is at great risk from climate change anyway.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah. So it's for the countries that have got the technology, they've got the resources to really step up and lead the way. And, you've got to be slightly altruistic about this. You know, it can't be, oh, well, we're doing enough. Yeah, therefore, you know, you need to step up and do what your bit. You know, you have to go a bit beyond it. You know, we can't be selfish in this. Everybody's got to step up and do more than, you know, the baseline, because that's the only way I can see anything happening.
And what about Redditch? I mean, talking earlier, talking downstairs, actually, you said Redditch was ideal for using alternative means of
Absolutely,
transport.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a new town. It was built, with footpaths away from the roads. You know, we're in a very lucky situation in that, you know, we don't have congestion, really, because the road network is so efficient, although, you know, people might spend a few hours going around getting lost, but you know.
That's ready.
But the footpaths are away from the roads. There's a fantastic network of footpaths that are really not used. People either don't feel safe using them, they're overgrown.
We've got some dodgy underpasses, haven't we, I think?
Yeah, they're not too bad when you look at Birmingham. you know, yeah, if that was really, really promoted, if it was better signposting, better lighting, people knew how to get from A to B using the footpath. Sometimes it's quicker than using the road system. A lot of those footpaths could be cycleways as well. You know, it really does give people the option to move around in a better way.
I agree with you there. You know, I was saying to you, when I used to live on Wynyates, it was, you could walk from Wynyates past the Arrow Valley Lake, then up Beeley Road. And now, you know, back in those days, Beeley Road was a road. I mean, these days, it's been cut in half.
Mm.
And it's incredibly safe, really, just to stroll up Beeley Road, and then you're in the town centre.
Yeah,
the potential is there, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And yeah, we do need to be doing an awful lot more. I mean, I know that the council have got a walking and cycling map, but a lot of the cycleways are just on the roads. I went and got one of those maps. I was quite disappointed, actually, that it didn't show more of the ways that I know to get about. That, yeah, they weren't there. And, you know, they really should open it up. You know, perhaps do tours of Redditch.
An insider's guide to getting around Redditch.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And perhaps we also need to look at how people move about, you know, who haven't got the advantage of, health or, if you're not able to walk or cycle far, what options are there for them? We need a reliable bus service for a start.
I think Diamond are doing the best, aren't they?
It's not meeting the needs of people of Redditch. You know, if you have to get to an appointment for such and such a time, you cannot rely on the buses to get you there. I know people who have missed hospital appointments.
Let's move on from Diamond.
But, okay.
Let's not go there. It's my fault for bringing it up.
I think there's great potential in Redditch and, you know, definitely need to be doing a lot more.
So as an individual, what can the people of Redditch do now, starting from now? What can they do?
Right, well, on the 18th of June, we have a new group coming together, which is called Redditch Climate Action Network. We've got a meeting at the Ready Centre at 7:30. It's a non-political group. It's trying to get people from anybody who's interested in trying to tackle the climate crisis to come along, put our heads together, you know, get people thinking about what can individuals can do. We can look at our, I'm sure, lots of people recycle and, make their own little individual changes. But, you know, voices are always stronger when they're together. Perhaps look at lobbying the council or county council.
The county council dropped the ball, didn't they, on the climate change issue?
They did a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
But
there's still Redditch Borough Council.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, there are, discussions taking place and, you know, we are looking at if we can get Redditch to, step up and take,
steps on climate change.
Absolutely, yeah, be bold.
Okay, so that meeting's on the 18th of June.
Yes.
It's at the Ready Centre. It's at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Redditch
Can. Redditch Climate Action Network, so Redditch Can.
And it's apolitical.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the Greens.
No.
Blues, Reds.
Absolutely.
Anybody individuals, they can just come along and they can put forward suggestions.
Yeah.
And take it from there. That's fantastic.
It'd be great to hear people's suggestions, because yeah, people will come from all different aspects, angles, and yeah, that's everybody's viewpoint is valid.
That's great. Claire, thanks for coming in and talking about the green agenda in Redditch. I know you're going to stick around because we've got a few news stories to chat about. But first, before that, we're going to go across to Claire, who's going to tell us all about what's happening in Redditch this weekend. Over to you, Claire.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some fun things coming up this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to see and do this week in the Redditch area. Starting off on Saturday, the 8th of June, you can start the weekend off in a very special way by visiting the 75th anniversary memorial exhibition of the D-Day landings, which is on at St Philip's Church in Webb Heath. This exhibition is actually on until the 11th of June, so go any time over the weekend until Tuesday. But you might want to be there on Sunday, the 9th of June, as to commemorate this event, the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight have agreed, subject to weather conditions, of course, to carry out a flypast of a Hawker Hurricane jet over St Philip's Church. And the flypast will take place at approximately 2:10, that's 10 past 2 on the Sunday. So don't miss that. It's going to be a great experience. And if you want further details about it all and the exhibition that's happening all weekend, give them a call on 07866 654 372. Also, over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's the Open Gardens and Flower Festival happening in Aswood Bank. B96 6BG is the postcode for your sat-nav there, and it's all happening 10 a.m. until 5:30 on both days, Saturday and Sunday, and it's brought with support from Botany Bay Nurseries, as well as The Lounge, The Odd Fellows, The Bell and Bank in Aswood Bank. Let's just hope it's a really nice sunny day to be outside and appreciate all those gorgeous gardens and flowers. On Saturday, it's also Walk the Blindfold Mile happening in Redditch. This is a fundraising event organised by the charity Sight Concern, which aims to increase awareness of the challenges that blind and partially sighted people overcome every single day. You'll be challenged to go out for a mile along a designated route, walking in pairs where one of you will be blindfolded and the other will remain sighted. You'll have the chance to swap over en route to experience what it's like to be partially sighted or blind, and there's going to be challenges related to everyday tasks set up around the centre on your route, which will include stopping for refreshments and purchasing a small item, etc. It all starts at 10 a.m. and goes from the church, past the college, the Palace Theatre and up past the library before finishing at the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. All the details to sign up and get involved are on the Kingfisher Shopping Centre's website. Go and have a look there and please do get involved. It's such a good cause and it's very insightful to realise what blind and partially sighted people have to go through. Kingfishershopping.co.uk for all the details there. And after you've done that, head on over to the Craft Fair, which is operated by Bert and Gertz. That will also be in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre on Saturday, with homemade jams, jewellery, paintings, gifts and lots of bits and pieces, all happening outside Debenhams all day on Saturday. Also on Saturday, it's Glastonbury 2019 Festival happening at Beely in Redditch. This is going to be all held in the parish field at Beely, adjacent to the village hall there. The festival's going to be crammed full of talented musicians and groups. All the ticket money goes directly to charity. And every year, this festival just gets bigger and better than ever. It's so much fun. There's going to be a licensed bar, plenty of food outlets, and you're going to have a great time. Great time for the whole family. Get all the details on glastonbeely.co.uk. Then in the evening, we've got simply the best thing to be doing in Redditch on Saturday night. And it's, of course, to see Tina, simply the best, at the Palace Theatre, featuring the powerful, raspy vocals and thrilling stage presence of Caroline Barole live on stage, complete with bands, brass section, backing vocalists and dancers to make this definitive tribute a fabulously fun night out. It's going to be incredible. RedditchPalaceTheatre.co.uk for your tickets there. But if you don't want to miss that, Well, we've got that covered as well, because there's a fabulous Take That tribute night over on at the Oust House on Paper Mill Drive in Redditch on Saturday night too. The Oust House, redditch.co.uk for all the information to that. Moving on to Sunday, the 9th of June. Don't forget, it's Studley Car Boot Sale in Studley on Sunday morning. Gates open at 6 a.m. there. Studleycarbootsale.co.uk for all the details on that. And it's also Cancer Research UK Redditch's Race for Life on Sunday. This is thousands of people uniting with one purpose, to come together to raise money to beat cancer. The course runs along the woodland areas and lakes around Arrow Valley Park and is made up of a mixture of terrain, including some steps, so beware about that. And there's also a 5K and a 10K course race. So get involved, raceforlife.cancerresearchuk.org for all the details, and look up Redditch. We really hope to see you there. It's a very special event, great to be part of, and also great to support. It's also Bloodwise Bromsgrove Forget Me Not Walk at the Ginny Ring Craft Centre in Hanbury on Sunday, 10 a.m. start there. And don't forget the Hawker Hurricane Flypast over St Philip's Church in Webheath at 2:10 p.m. on Sunday. And moving on to Sunday evening, there's a Why I Believe in the Bible talk happening at the Redditch Christa Delphinians. That's on 303A Birchfield Road, Webheath, kicking off at 6 p.m. there on Sunday evening. Pop along to meet a fun group of Christians and hear their talk there. They always put on great talks and information nights, and they're really a nice group of people. redditch-christadelphinians.org.uk is the website if you want more details on that. And then don't forget, after that, on Sunday evening, it's Alan's Charity Quiz Night at the Bell Inn in Aswad Bank. 9 p.m. start there, and it's always a great way to finish the weekend, especially if you win the quiz, of course, which I haven't yet, but I'm still working on it. Always great fun. And if you're really good, please invite me to be on your team, because I do want to win one of these days. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this weekend in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of the Redditch and Ulster Standards, listeners to this podcast, and we'll also pop you on our social media channels. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast, because you have impeccable taste.
That's great, Claire. Lots going on in Redditch this weekend. I think the Harlequins are calling me in the Adams family. I think I'll be watching that at the Palace Theatre. But before we say goodbye to Claire Davis, our member from the Green Party, just to chat about a few news stories that are coming up in the paper this week. And a bit of a green theme to these, I think. Just for you, Claire, just for you. Plans to build a gas-powered power station, at land between Haisler and Arden's Grafton. This is just outside Ulster. It's on the main A46, yes, Ulster to Stratford Road. And these are plans that were there a few months ago, and they were defeated. I think they went to Stratford District Council. Mm-hmm. They were knocked back, and now the plan has been resubmitted. Gas powered power station. You must be all for that, aren't you, Claire?
Gas is still a fossil fuel. I know we're moving away from coal, but you know, any fossil fuel is still going to be producing carbon, and to be creating new power sources with gas, I don't think it's the right way forward. You know, I saw recently that you know, everybody really should be moving towards electric for powering heating and cooking, and using electric as a power source rather than any fossil fuel. And you know, it's disappointing that this should be back on the agenda.
Yeah, it's resurfaced. Yeah,
you know, I heard about it a while ago, and I was glad to see that it had been defeated. But yeah, I'd much rather the focus be on looking at power generation that isn't going to be producing any carbon.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the fear is that we should mention the councillors. It's Councillor Jill Foreman and Councillor Mark Cargill. They're Ulster, both Ulster councillors, and they're fighting against this this application, and they're calling for support. They want to get a bit of a campaign going to try and stop it. Moving on, another greenish story. Downsall Road, that famous road where there are two schools, an infant and a primary. There's traffic chaos down there generally. And now the good old County Council, Worcestershire County Council, it's got plans to convert an old children's home into a family centre where up to 40 social workers could be working. Mindful of the traffic problems there, the good old County Council have provided eight parking spaces and three bike racks. How on earth that's going to accommodate 40 social workers, I'm not sure. But it could add to a bit of the traffic problems there. Any thoughts on that?
I think, yeah.
Your expression says it all, actually.
It's very short-sighted, isn't it, when you're looking at... I worked as a social worker for a few years, and I know that, you know, you're in and out of the office all the time. So there would be quite a bit of traffic, and it would be throughout the day as people come and go to appointments, and you know, it's also a job that you do need to be out and about, so people do need transport, and three bike racks and eight car parking spaces really isn't going to cut it, unless they're talking about, you know, 40 part-time social workers, then, you know, you might be getting a bit closer, but no, they need to be looking at the traffic flow around there. As you say, it's absolutely, it can be very heavy
Yeah. To be fair to the county, I mean, they want to encourage cycling and they want to encourage car sharing. And they're putting some showers in as well.
Right, okay,
But obviously, the local residents, they're not happy.
No.
It's still got to go to committee, this, but we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure, if it's given the go-ahead. Certainly the local councillor there, Councillor Robin Lunn, I mean, he's prepared to speak against the proposal. Mm. And finally, you'll be pleased to know, Cool by the Pool is in danger of not taking place this year due to Batchley Support Group not having enough volunteers. Now, we've talked about Batchley Support Group before on the podcast, and it's one of these worthy sort of agents that have stepped in to help the area of Batchley. And Cool by the Pool is a popular event. And it'd be a real shame if it didn't actually
happen. Absolutely, yeah. I think there is a massive reward from volunteering within the community. And I'd encourage so many people to do it, when they've got the time and resources to do that. Grassroots, working with the community, it really should be what it's all about. And I know that many of the volunteer groups do struggle for volunteers. I think it's been Volunteer Week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been Volunteer Week, exactly.
People should be looking around and seeing what there is around. But then again, it's when, if you're working 40 hours a week and you've got kids, trying to find that time, it's really difficult.
They're dedicated people, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they pick up the pieces for so many people where people have fallen through the gaps of the system. I see so many people who, they don't meet the needs of the system that is set up to try and support people, and through cuts, volunteer groups, churches, all these kind of things are supporting so many people, and that the need is very real, and it's a crying shame that they feel that they haven't got the support at the moment.
Batchley Support Group, their details are on the website, and if anyone can volunteer. Cool by the Pool is a great event. If it can't go ahead, they do say they're going to screen The Greatest Showman. And I'm sure it may be The Greatest Showman, but I'm sure Cool by the Pool would be even better if we got a few more volunteers. Claire, thank you very much for coming to the studio this week.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to our other Claire, who's looked after our entertainments this week as well. My name's Ross Crawford. You've been listening to the Reddit Standard podcast. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can call me on 01527 588 697. Email me at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com or editor@redditstandard.co.uk. Don't forget to check out our website, which is at www.redditstandard.co.uk, where you've got all your latest news, updates, and all the details for volunteering for Bachelor Support Group 2. See you next week.